Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today I've got a pretty interesting episode coming on board for you because it's talking about a hot topic that we're hearing a lot about, especially in today's real estate market with a housing shortage and interest rates still at a level that people aren't really happy with. And we hear it. It's kind of like a buzzword. Everybody talks about housing affordability. How do we increase affordable housing? How do we build houses that a middle-class family can afford to buy? And I think a big part of the answer to that in this affordable housing push that people are talking about, I think something that can really become a big player in this is modular housing. It's crazy because in our industry, you know, if you say the word modular, people kind of, it almost has like a stigma to it where people look at it in a negative light. Mainly a lot of times, I don't think people know the difference between modular and mobile or manufactured, or, you know, they kind of lump them all together. And that's just not true. You know, the big difference between mobile and modular, remember, mobile, it has a car title, right? Like there's wheels underneath that thing. Modular housing, it's still a stick-built house. It's just not built on site. So with that in mind, I wanted to talk about some of the advantages that modular homes have compared to these stick-built on-site, these site-built homes, because modular technically is still stick-built as well. One thing is that I think is an advantage for modular housing is faster construction times. These homes are built in factories, so you don't run into, you know, labor shortages. I know when you're building a house on site, you know, if your framer's working on another project, you have to wait till he finishes that project before he can get to yours. Where these factory-built houses, they're done daily by full-time people the people who frame, that's what they do. The people who drywall, that's all they do. It increases the speed at which these houses can be produced. Also, they can be produced at a much lower cost. It's bulk material purchasing for these modular homes. It's a streamlined production a lot of times for modular built housing. And when you can reduce labor and material costs, it makes a big difference in the overall price of the home. One other thing that I think people don't realize, I think with modular housing, you can actually have higher quality control. What I mean by that is, you know, these homes are built in a controlled environment, right? They're in a factory, climate controlled. I remember when we were building our house, you know, you buy wood and it's on the project site and then you get a rainstorm. And the wood that's going to build your house sits out in the rain. You know, ideally, you don't really want that to be the case, but it happens when you're building on site. You never have to worry about that with modular housing. Everything is built indoors. Another thing that modular home builders say, they'll say their homes are more energy efficient because of the type of airtight construction that they get to do. Remember, I had a guy who builds modulars. He said to me, he goes, Dave, do you think you could put your house on the back of a truck and pull it down the street? And of course I said, well, no, I don't think I could do that. He goes, every house we build, I do that. You know, and it was interesting, right? Because, you know, his thing was, his houses are actually better constructed because they have to build them in a factory and then put them on a truck, haul them to a site, and they're confident that they could do that without damaging the home. And believe it or not, you know, one thing that people think is a detractor of modular housing is design flexibility. And in today's world, the truth of the matter is there's quite a bit of customization that can be done with a modular home, more so than I think people realize. You know, what does this mean for affordability? Well, again, it's going to reduce construction costs for a lot of times because you have full-time people that this is all they do every day in a factory when it comes to building these houses. The other thing that we talked about too was the speed that a modular house could be constructed. Shorter build times means lower construction costs, lower carrying costs for home builders as well. People will tell you who build modulars, they'll say, look, there's going to be lower maintenance costs and significant energy savings with a modular home as opposed to a site-built home. I'll tell you, when I talk to these people, they're so confident when they say this. And the way they describe it, it's interesting, right? Because they'll say, you know, your site-built home, he goes, you ever see a house built in January? I said, well, yeah, of course. He goes, all right. He goes, so your framers are there. It's 11 degrees. It's windy. And they're framing your house. He goes, are they within an eighth of an inch on every single cut, on every single measurement? Or are they just, you know, freezing and they're doing the best they can? You know, I don't know. Is your house drafty? And you're like, well, define drafty, right? They'll tell you if you stand inside of a modular home because of the way it's built, airtight construction, that you're going to have better energy savings on these houses, which, again, you know, that impacts affordability. I think that's something that a lot of people don't consider when building or buying a house. I mean, I think everybody likes these big, beautiful homes, but bigger houses are harder to heat. They're harder to maintain. There may be some additional costs that you just don't associate, because housing affordability isn't just your mortgage payment. It's your utilities and everything else that has to come into it. I know our house that we built, 5 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, and you know, my wife has a job as well. And she doesn't want to clean the house after coming home from work, and neither do I. So because we have such a big house, we hired a cleaning person, right? So she comes in and she cleans the house every other week. Well, look, I mean, if you look at it, that's part of my cost of home ownership. You know, it's just something that you want to think about. Because of this, because of some of these savings, I think you might find some better financing options as well. Sometimes builders will finance some of these modular homes. It can help with housing affordability. So I know that is a big buzzword in our industry right now, affordable housing. What are the answers to this? Because it is, if it's not a crisis yet, it's certainly on its way to becoming one. And I think if I had to make a bet on something that will change in new house construction over the next 10 years in our industry to adjust to some of these affordability issues, I think you're going to see an increased amount of modular construction. I think it's going to reduce some of the stigma. I think a lot of the stigma is just a better understanding of the product. And I think what you're going to find is that this type of home is going to become more and more appealing, especially to the first-time home buyer. And I guess we'll wait 10 years and we'll see if I was right about this. But that's all for today. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.